So we bring in TJ Hushmanzada. 11 years in the NFL. So you were just giving me some insight into Zach Wilson that I did not know, the quarterback from BYU. So give me the insight that I didn't know this about him as an athlete.
Oh, Zach is a tremendous athlete. I'm talking, put him on a basketball court, windmill dunks. If he had run the 40, I pretty much would guarantee he would probably run mid to low 4.4 at the worst. And just throwing a ball, and I told you this during the break, it's almost like he was born to be a quarterback. The way the ball comes out of his hands is so easy, real effortless. And from his pro day, he kind of showed some of that. Like, this is just easy for me, man. I was born to do this. And I saw that on the field. Easy.
Some have said he's got kind of an Aaron Rodgers feel where the ball just kind of, just kind of squirts out. Does anybody he remind you of?
It's pretty much what you said. It's a flick of the wrist. And a lot of these guys, they grew up idolizing Aaron Rodgers. So they're going to mimic what they've seen Aaron Rodgers do. And so when you watch Zach Wilson, the way he gets rid of the ball, off platform throws, and just the way the ball releases, it kind of is reminiscent of an Aaron Rodgers, but rightfully so. These kids grew up looking up to him, wanting to be like him, wanting to play like him. And so that's what you see, and you just add your own little twist to it.
You also have seen and worked out with Justin Fields, who had his pro day yesterday and blew people away. Tell me about what you've seen when you've worked out with him. What impresses you?
I was very impressed. I walked away like, wow, Justin Fields is really good. And I'll go back to a few routes that my guys were running that he was throwing. And John Beck was telling them, there's no underneath coverage. It's 20-yard comeback. He's on the far hash. No underneath coverage. Perfect ball on a rope right there. Next throw, we have a guy underneath it. He layered it, got the ball over the top, threw it with great touch. Perfect throw. But it was a different type of throw, but both throws were perfect. So I walked away. And, yeah, it's routes on air, and there's nobody. But it's receivers he's never really thrown to before. And the touch was there. And I walked away from that because I know he has a big arm. I know he's athletic. But being able to put touch on the ball, layer the ball, get it over underneath coverage, those are probably things people didn't think he could do.
What do you make of these pro days? We're showing video. Did you have one? What do you make of them?
Oh, everybody has a pro day. And I'll be honest, when you think about a pro day, I actually like a pro day. And I'll give you a couple reasons why. Number one, if you're serious about your craft, you should improve a ton. From the time your college season ends until your pro day, a lot of times that's 3 months. That's 12 weeks of getting better physically and mentally, understanding the game better. If I go to a pro day and I'm a coach and I feel a guy hasn't improved, I don't want that kid because he's taking this opportunity for granted. I know the guys that I work with from the first day until their pro day, they're a different player. They're not the same player that you watched on tape. So everybody, oh, I'm just going to evaluate tape. That's not the right thing to do because these kids are going to improve physically and mentally. And so pro days, if you get with the right group of guys that know what they're doing, that's going to train you the right way, you're going to improve a ton.
You know the Cincinnati organization well. They're not very daring. The Brown family's conservative. They don't screw around in the draft. They just sit and make their pick. They don't make deals. And I look at them at five, so they're not going to take a quarterback. But they could get a Ja'Marr Chase at wide receiver. They could go offensive tackle. What is your, knowing them and Joe Burrow, what is your gut feeling on what that organization does with that fifth pick?
That's a tough question, Colin. And I'm a firm believer. Obviously, we all know that I was a receiver. So people would assume, oh, we got to draft Ja'Marr Chase, especially after he runs a 4.38, jumps 41 inches in the vertical, and he shows that type of explosiveness. But I understand the game of football. Games are won and lost up front. If you can't run the ball when you want to run the ball, if you can't protect the quarterback when you need to protect the quarterback, and vice versa, if you can't stop the run. And so I say that to say, if I'm the Bengals and Joe is coming off an ACL tear, you have to draft the lineman. You have to keep him upright. You need to protect him. It's not the sexy pick, but if you draft the right offensive lineman, they're going to play together 10 years. You don't have to worry about that position for 10 years. You can turn around and draft the wide receiver in the second round. Maybe a Rondale Moore, who I believe probably will go in the first round. But if he doesn't, the Bengals would be very lucky to get a guy like him in the second round. And so draft an offensive lineman, because that's where games are going to be won and lost.
Yeah, by the way, the Bengals also have a great pick in round 2, 3, 4, 5. That's a good thing about being bad. You get a great pick in every round, not just the first.
You're picking at the top of the round.
Every time. So they're going to get, you know, two of your first, you know, like 37, 38 picks. When you look at the Niners, so I'll throw you something. So they move up to number 3. Well, you don't move up there for anything other than quarterback. So I figure they've got one or two guys they really like. They may not have the guy. My gut is they got one or two guys. You know, if Zach Wilson fall, they probably like Zach Wilson and Justin Fields. They may just say, hey, we prefer one, but we like both. Who, Trey Lance, I don't know. Or do you believe when you move to 3, they have one guy they love? There's one quarterback they're going to get.
Kyler, when I first saw the trade, the first thing went to my mind was, oh, they're drafting Zach Wilson. Robert Saleh, he comes from San Francisco. He's now the New York Jets head coach. And John Lynch is, oh, we don't know what they're going to do. Yes, you do. And my opinion on it was, they've told them we're probably going to draft a lineman, which obviously would leave San Francisco with the 3rd pick. Outside of Trevor Lawrence going 1, you can have your pick of the litter from quarterbacks. The 49ers are going to take Zach Wilson. That was my initial reaction. And then you see Zach Wilson's pro day, and he's this can't-miss prospect, and you have to draft him. So now I start second-guessing myself what I initially thought, and I say, okay, maybe the Jets will take Zach Wilson. And now if you see Justin Fields' pro day, you say, oh, 49ers, if you have to take Justin Fields, that's not a bad consolation prize. And so all these quarterbacks, you go back to 2018 when Baker Mayfield goes 1 and Sam Darnold goes 3, and then you have Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, and then Lamar Jackson. The guys that get to the better teams, the better organizations, are going to be the guys that have the best career. And yeah. So if I'm a quarterback, I'm doing all I can to get to Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers, because I believe I'm going to have success with them.
You know, it's interesting. So if you draft a quarterback with Jimmy Garoppolo, do you think you could go to Garoppolo and say, listen, We're drafting somebody because of your injuries. We're going to draft a quarterback. We cannot have, you know, Nick Mullins quarterbacking. And Jimmy, if you're great, you can make the call. You want to stay with us, or we can trade you at the deadline. And if the backup's ready to go, how do you make sure that Garoppolo isn't a mess? Brady freaked out when Garoppolo was there. How do you make sure Garoppolo's not a mess emotionally when you draft a quarterback 3rd? What could you say to him?
I mean, you just have to be very transparent. And I firmly believe that. I had one coach my entire career, position coach, and that was Hugh Jackson. He was very transparent with all of us. Like, Colin, no lie. He literally sat us down one day and said, these 5 guys are making the team. I was not part of the 5. There's one spot left, and there was like 7 guys in that room. One of you guys are going to get that spot. And I just stood up and was like, well, y'all out of luck, because this spot going to me. And I like that transparency. It put pressure on you. And so if I'm Kyle Shanahan, and I'm just up front with Jimmy, you've been hurt. We can't rely on you. We wish we could, but we have to protect the 49ers. If you show that you can stay healthy, you put us in a tough situation. And if not, this is why we're drafting a quarterback. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't coddle him. You got to be honest with him and transparent. And he should know this. If your feelings are hurt, oh, well, you have to stay healthy, because when healthy, you've done well. But you just haven't been healthy long enough. You have to be honest with him so he knows what he's getting himself into.
Finally, you're a wide receiver in the NFL for 11 years. Of all the wide receiver prospects, one you love, one you think is overrated, where do you land on him?
Well, I really like Ja'Marr Chase. You just look at the season that he had 2 years ago with Joe Burrow as a quarterback, and you look at what Justin Jefferson did in the league. In essence, Justin Jefferson was the number 2 receiver on that LSU team that year. And so that's the obvious choice would be Ja'Marr Chase. But it's 2 guys that I really like. They're both small guys, but I believe that's where the NFL is going now, is Rondale Moore from Purdue and Elijah Moore from Ole Miss. Both of those dudes are separation machines. And when you can create separation the way they do, you're just not going to cover them. You can't cover neither one of those. They're smaller. but they are quick, they are fast, and they are quarterback's best friend. Not a big radius and target to throw the ball, but they're going to create a ton of separation and make it real comfortable for a quarterback to throw them the ball.
Knows his stuff. TJ Hushmanzada. Got a new podcast up on Game. Check it out. Good seeing you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Take care, Colin. You too, Joy. Thank you, guys.